Kolebu Polyclinic recorded 30 cases of cholera as at yesterday. This was confirmed to Radio Ghana by the head of the polyclinic, Dr. David Naughty. According to him, the upsurge in cholera cases in the country re-emphasizes the need for the public to be health conscious. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
From last night to this morning, we've admitted about 16. But in all, we have a little over 30 patients being managed at our end. Yeah.
Were there any deaths?
No, we haven't recorded any deaths.
What do you think might have accounted for such a huge number just in one day?
Oh, well, we are not surprised that the numbers are going up. I mean, if you consider the fact that cholera is with us and there is no education being done and it's everywhere, I think I'd be happy to be seeing these numbers could turn into proportions that may bring the whole system down, if you care to know.
How did a hospital handle this huge number in terms of beds, personnel? How difficult was it for you yesterday?
Oh, well, we've been improvising. We don't have any structure on the ground to handle such cases. But as it can, we keep improvising. We're using the corridors and, and other facilities around just to contain it. You know, it's not the best, but lives are involved, and therefore we go the extra mile to make sure that we deliver service to those in need.
Per the number that comes to your end, would you say we are fighting or we are serious about fighting the cholera disease, or we are just not serious about it?
Yeah, you see, cholera is really about prevention, you know. I mean, immediately what we need to do is to educate our people and let them know how you contract cholera and the steps you should take to avoid, you know, falling victim. But looking at the larger picture, it will require massive whatever resources to clean up the open grain and so on. So, well, it's a condition that tells how enlightened people are, how hygienic, you know, we are. And unfortunately, I mean, we've been exposed.
Dr. Naughty advised the public to drink clean water and eat food that is always warm in order to prevent cholera.
Basically, when you have cholera, it means you've eaten, you know, or you've eaten food or you've drank water that has been contaminated by the feces of another person. You will not contract cholera by, you know, what I'll call sitting next to somebody with cholera or, you know, hugging a person with cholera. Of course, it increases your chances of contracting it. But so long as you wash your hands, you know, regularly with soap and on the running water, I mean, you eat hot food, you avoid cold food, you know, you stop eating salads from pure corners and so on, I mean, you reduce the risk of contracting cholera. So I think immediate term, I mean, we need to educate our people to avoid drinking water from doubtful sources, eating at obscure corners, washing their hands, you know, regularly with soap and water, and they may even be in an environment contaminated with cholera, but it will reduce their risk of contracting it.
That was the head of Kolebu Polyclinic, Dr. David Naughty.